Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains snakes. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. You're sitting in a large field watching a bird land a few feet from you. Suddenly, you hear the rustling of the tall grass behind you, like something is being dragged. No, something is slithering. You turn in time to see a large, snake-like creature with a chicken's beak pop out of the golden grass. You watch as it locks eyes with the bird. In an instant, the bird falls over. Dead. Killian, what is this creature?
The hoop snake.
The hoop snake. That was a good guess, but no, it is the basilisk. No comment?
No.
Let's open up the cryptid catalog and find out more.
For a second, I thought this episode would be about a blood-sucking turkey, because today is Thanksgiving.
Yes, you're destroying the illusion of recording, but yes, we are recording this on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But I don't think it's posting until next year, technically. We have to be ahead because we have busy schedules.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what a delightfully creepy cryptid we have today. And it is all thanks to our friend, Adrian Lee. So what do you say?
Thank you, Adrian Lee.
No, Adrian Lee's one name.
Oh, Adrian
or one person,
Lee.
Rather. Yeah, Adrian Lee.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. So, Killian, what do you know about the basilisk?
Nothing.
Literally nothing? I'll tell you.
Chicken head?
Well, you wet. I'll tell you what. The only thing that mommy knows basilisk from, Harry Potter. But based on the slight description we already got, it makes me believe that the description of what a basilisk is and what was in Harry Potter is not accurate. So, let's find out more, because I don't know about it. You don't know about it. So this is new to both of us. Okay.
Not daddy.
Well, not daddy now, because he did all the research.
Yeah.
All right. So the basilisk is a snake monster from European folklore. I think the most modern version of the creature that people are most familiar with is what I just said from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. In that story, the basilisk was a 50-foot long snake with dark green scales and lighter green underbelly. It also had rows of incredibly sharp, poisonous fangs and large yellow eyes. These eyes had the power to kill anyone who looked into them instantly.
Like Medusa.
Right. And in Harry Potter, if you looked at the eyes through like a reflection, you didn't die. You just got like petrified. Do you remember that? Do you watch that movie?
No.
You don't remember that? How Hermione has a mirror and she's like frozen? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So, now it seems like a pretty formidable beast. I mean, I think anything 50 feet long is kind of horrifying.
Is it a chicken? Does it have a chicken head?
Well, hold on. We're going to find out. So, but history tells us that the origins of the basilisk are a little bit smaller. How small do you think a basilisk is, like, outside the Harry Potter lore?
I would say, like a fat snake, but, like it's like a, like... The one of, like, the long snake, like
the one at the zoo that's in the water all the time.
Oh yeah,
that's an anaconda. Yes,
the anaconda. Uh-huh. I think the snake is as long as that, and doesn't have death-defying eyes. Just a normal snake that just it has a row of sharp teeth.
Oh, okay. So according to the Book of Natural History by Pliny the Elder. Or Pliny the Elder, I don't know. The basilisk is a small snake. Quote, being not more than 12 inches in length, that is so venomous that it leaves a wide trail of deadly venom in its wake, and its gaze is just as lethal. So Harry Potter did exaggerate the size a lot bit, didn't they?
I think Rowling went a little insane.
Yeah, well,
he wrote the books.
She.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Yeah, she's a she. Oh. But so the basilisk in the books are about as big as a ruler. So for everybody at home, a ruler. I'm holding up my hand.
Baldi's
what I
ruler.
Think is 12 inches.
Baldi's ruler.
Go get a ruler. That is not... I think my hand
daddy.
Is accurate.
Yeah, that's
not
no, okay.
This is about.
No, that is not a foot. This is a foot.
This is a.
Sorry, I no. put my hands.
This is a foot.
There, right
this
here.
This is a foot.
That is a foot. Your foot.
All right, hold on.
Hold on. I'm going to hold up my hands at what I think a foot is because daddy thinks I have no sense of measurement. This is what I think a foot is.
Is that right? Okay, Mama's got her hand.
This is not part of the episode.
It is now. I'm
going
to say that's about 14 inches. Don't move your hands.
I'm not moving my hand. I am the smartest person in the whole world.
Oh, my God! Mommy! This is not part of the episode, listeners. It's not.
Now, I don't want to hear any of your nonsense now when I think I've measured things.
Ha!
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 All right, let's get back to the basilisk.
Sorry.
It's okay. While a basilisk isn't big, they are called the king of the serpents. Do you have any idea why you think that is?
A serpent is a, it's like a sea monster. That's a, it's like a snake-like sea monster, like the thing in Hercules.
Oh, okay. I see. Wait, the snake? Oh, when he like whips it out and it becomes straight?
Yeah.
That one? Okay. I thought you meant the Hydra. I was like, no. The basilisk is something referred to as a king because it's been depicted as having a crown-shaped crest on its head. The basilisk has a very interesting and strange origin story, though.
Oh, cool.
So first off, a rooster has to lay an egg, which roosters don't typically lay eggs, so this is very rare.
Oh.
Then the egg has to be adopted and incubated by either a snake or a frog. So now our basilisk also has a different name, the cockatrice. The name basilisk and cockatrice become interchangeable in many historical myth writings. The basilisk has a few different descriptions. Sometimes they are just a snake. Other times they are snakes with eight legs. And then again, they could also be snakes with a rooster beak. The cockatrice is basically a two-legged dragon, wyvern, or serpent-like creature with a rooster's head and has a poisonous bite, can breathe fire, and can kill animals and humans with just one look.
Wait.
What?
The ruler in my classroom, it's like about this big.
The ruler in your classroom is a yardstick.
A yardstick?
One of the earliest accounts of the basilisk comes from Pliny the Elder's Natural History, and I am going to read you the origin entry. The basilisk has a white spot on the head that oddly resembles a crown. When it hisses, all the other serpents fly from it, and it does not move its body like other snakes by succession of folds, but moves along upright and erect upon the middle. It destroys all shrubs, not only by its contact, but even those that it has breathed upon. It burns up all the grass, too, and breaks the stones, all because it is so toxic. If a man on horseback killed a basilisk with a spear, the poison would run up the weapon and kill not only the rider, but the horse as well. To this dreadful monster, the smell of the weasel is fatal. The weasel is thrown into the hole of a basilisk, which is easily known from the soil around it being infected and rotted from the venom. The weasel destroys the basilisk with its smell, but dies.
The weasel.
Hold on. But dies itself in its struggle. So, in this entry, what did we learn about the basilisk?
That is very toxic.
Correct.
And if. Also, I have a question.
What's your question? I might have an answer.
What if the rider is so quick that he lets go right when the venom is flowing from the spear?
I think from what they're saying, the venom is so fast acting, it wouldn't. But maybe if he threw the spear, that's a good idea.
Yeah. People were dumb back then.
No, I just think that it's just the way this man wrote about it. So now we know the basilisks are not technically real, but that doesn't mean that there aren't snakes and weasels that inspired this creature. Stories of venomous snakes trailed over to Europe from India, where a very dangerous snake lives. Do you know what kind of snake it is?
The basilisk.
A cobra.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra's cowls open wide. They slither with their full body standing up. So you know how like most snakes,
these things?
The thing that goes around its head that makes it like a shape that no other snakes are shaped.
It looks like the unlikely
snake.
It
looks out like a hood.
Yeah, it's like a hood almost.
I'm the cool snake. I'm the rapper snake.
Anyway, they slither with their bodies standing up. They lock eyes with their prey, and they actually spit very toxic venom. So cobras are pretty fearsome, right?
Yeah, they're like basilisks, just not in Harry Potter.
Well, we're saying that the cobra might have inspired the basilisk stories. Well, hold on. There is an animal like a weasel that picks fights with cobras. It is called the mongoose. The mongoose looks like a weasel.
Oh, that's in Bluey. Like, the dad's like, I feel like a mongoose.
Hilarious. The mongoose looks like a weasel and has resistance to snake venom, and they have unbelievably quick reflexes. So it's theorized that the stories of the cobra were brought over, and the very common fear of snakes led to the creation of the basilisk. With all that being said, are you ready for a story?
Yes, and I'm going to read the
title. Go ahead, read the title.
The hero that was also a wheeze. What does wheeze mean?
That's, if you could read that one more time and sound that word out, please.
Okay. The hero that was also a wheeze.
You're forgetting
weasel.
One weasel.
Oh, you I thought just, that was an exclamation mark.
Oh, I understand. Nope, it is an L.
Oh.
The hero that was also a weasel. Dear listener, you have probably heard tale of a great knight before, how she rode a unicorn from a forbidden forest after rescuing a prince, how she challenged death to a game of chess, or how she wrestled with a wizard's rogue creation of gears and stone. But did you hear the story of her knight in training? Well, the knight would also get strange looks when she would train her squire. That is what you call a knight in training. You see, dear listener, the knight's squire was a weasel. Covered in fur and no taller than a foot, but my, oh my, was it a capable swordsman. One day, while combat training atop a windswept hillside, a messenger from the king came calling. A deadly creature had burrowed into the catacombs beneath the castle, and no knight could get into this creature's hole. Sharing a knowing look, the knight and the weasel nodded. Confidence burned in the weasel's eyes. This was his chance to prove himself. The knight mounted her horse and the weasel scurried up to her shoulder. Faster than fast, the heroes made their way to the castle. The knight gave her squire a small breastplate to protect his chest, shined his sword for him, and ruffled the fur on his head. They walked together through the castle and then down to the dark catacombs. The pair came to a large stone wall with a small hole along the bottom. A foul smell floated up from the opening. This is where I leave you, dear weasel. Whatever terror awaits you, have courage, the knight said, smiling. The weasel looked towards the hole, then back up at the knight. He nodded his head, unsheathed his sword, and stepped boldly into the darkness. The tunnel was burrowed in earth and rock and smelled like acidy bile. The weasel pushed forward until he heard something stir in the darkness just ahead of him. He brought his sword to attention like he practiced with the knight. Something slithered towards him, and the weasel struck first, pushing forward with his sword and piercing flesh. A hiss escaped the creature's throat as a burst of flame shot from its mouth. In the moment of firelight, the weasel could see that it could see that it had stabbed into the snake-like creature's eyes, blinding it. The creature pulled back from the weasel's sword and struck wildly, poison dripping from rows and rows of vicious fangs. The weasel dodged each strike and brought his sword down with a mighty grunt, slicing the head off of the beast. The weasel left the corpse behind and ventured out into the catacombs to find a very relieved knight waiting for him. The knight was so proud of her squire and thus brought him to the king, who bestowed a grand honor upon the weasel. He was knighted.
The end.
The end. Thank you again to our friend Adrian Lee for requesting the Basilisk. It was a great story, and I'm glad we learned about it because I only knew about the Basilisk from Harry Potter. So what did you think of the Basilisk?
I thought the basilisk was like a Medusa.
Oh,
it was like
okay.
Medusa's pet.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Now, I will remind you that Medusa turns people to stone. She doesn't kill them.
She kind of kills them because...
You know what? I'm going to go back on what I said. You're right.
After she turned them to stone, there's no going back, so she, like, breaks
them. Fair. I guess it's true. Once you're stone, it's kind of hard to live like that.
Yeah.
I can see what you're saying.
So you can break them.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. So what do you think the scariest thing about the basilisk is?
The least scariest thing is that a weasel could defeat him because weasels are very lovable and stuff.
I would like to venture to say that weasels are maybe not as lovable as you think.
Oh.
But they do look very cute.
They do.
Here, can I tell you what I think the scariest part about a basilisk is?
What?
Is that while the basilisk itself might not be real, a cobra, which is very similar to how they describe a basilisk, is very real, and that's kind of scary. So it's kind of scary when things that may or may not be fiction have roots in reality.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. So if we ever lived somewhere where there are cobras, we would just need to get a mongoose as a pet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would just get dad from Bluey.
So, okay, yeah. So if you want to know what a basilisk looks like, with the help of your grown-ups, you can look up weasels fighting basilisks, and they're actually pretty cute. So, that is the end of our episode. You want to say thank you one more time?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Karina. And I'm Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, the cryptids are watching.
Until next time, remember.
Remember.
The cryptids are watching. Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beemisterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beemisterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grown-ups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.